Are you tired of going through life just surviving? Along my journey in life, I have found some universal principles that unlocked my untapped potential. Follow me as I delve into those principles and the secrets other successful individuals have been using to thrive in life and unleash the legend within them. This is the Legend of You podcast. I am your host, Mr. Tenacity. What is going on? Welcome to another episode of the Legend of You podcast, Maximum Mindset Mondays. Let's start this week on the right foot with positivity, with going to the next level in our lives. This week is going to be a great week. This week is the week that you attain the next level in your life. Man, I'm so excited. I'm stoked for what we have to talk about today. Because it's something that, you know, I've had to learn the hard way. So I want to give you what I've learned, and hopefully it empowers you and, you know, sharpens your movements along your journey in on this road to success. I hope that last week you enjoyed both episodes that I put out. I pray that it also empowered you and helped you, you know, go further, become better in your life and in your careers. Today, I want to talk about why we need to be careful who we trust. When I first got into being an entrepreneur, I knew I needed coaches and mentors because in the military, they did a very good job of teaching us how to pursue that, to have a mentor, have someone to show you the ropes, someone who's been there, someone who has the experience to get you at a high level at whatever it is that you're doing. So this was no different. When I was pursuing personal growth, I had already been really pursuing Bob Proctor. It was kind of weird how I ran into Bob Proctor. I was laid up after my second accident on YouTube, not really knowing what I was looking for. I was just kind of scrolling like I guess back in the day with the infomercials, hey, you're just flipping through the channels, watching infomercials. I was kind of doing the same thing, but on YouTube. And this guy named Bob Proctor pops up in the video feed. And it was like he was talking to my soul. I couldn't turn off the video. I just kept watching and kept watching. And I was like, this man knows what he's talking about. And he is hitting home right now. I'm going to listen and suck in every bit of information this dude has. And that's exactly what I did. I mean, I've downloaded, I think, every video he has on YouTube. And then I became a consultant under him over time because I believe that much in what he teaches, how it's impacted my life. And that's the results that you're looking for from a good mentor and a good coach. The results. It's all about the results. You know, we want success and we want it bad. If you're anything like me, it's like this driving force to be successful, to attain my goals. And when you have this strong desire to win, a strong desire to be elite at whatever it is that you're doing, it's also very easy to be misled. As I stepped out into entrepreneurship, the first thing I noticed is that there's a zillion billion coaches out here. All of their programs are the best. All of this stuff that they're teaching is going to change my life in less than 60 days. you know, that all of this stuff is, you know, the best. Okay. And everyone is the best. Everyone is elite. Everyone's been doing it forever. Everyone can help you wherever you are to get to wherever you want to go, even though they don't know where you're trying to go, but they can help you get there. A lot of shiny stuff. I found the term for that. It's SOS. When I was growing up, and in, I think in the Navy, it means save our ship. But they use it today as the term of shiny object syndrome. Yes. Shiny object syndrome. And let's be honest. I think that a lot of us as entrepreneurs have had that syndrome. One thing to get off track, it's very easy to be misled by people who can articulate themselves well, maybe demonstrate their services well, but there's no substance within what they are going to teach you or what you're going to get for the amount of money that you're about to pay. Here's the thing. You want people that are going to give you results in your life. So I want to discuss twofold. You have your mentors and your coaches that you're trying to find, and you want to find someone who, one, resonates with you. I have three coaches. I have Bob Proctor and the Proctor Gallagher Institute. I have a podcast coach whose name is Kevin Palmieri. Phenomenal. If you need a podcast coach, I'm telling you, this dude provides a shit ton of value, period. Like, I probably get more value from every call that I have with him than any other coaching call I've ever been on. And this is every time I meet with this man. And that's every 2 weeks. Phenomenal. Phenomenal coach. Phenomenal man. He knows what he's talking about. He gets to know his clients. Just, he is the example of what a good coach and mentor looks like. And then I have Ryan Stueman and the Apex Entourage Network. And I'm telling you, Apex is the next level of network. Ryan knows how to grow a business. He knows how to come from nothing and create something. He knows what he's talking about. And here's the thing. I have picked people that have come really from nothing and become something. Bob Proctor wasn't very edgy. I think he read at like a sixth grade level. He, you know, was in the Navy, but he had failed in his jobs. He wasn't going anywhere with his life. And he turned all of that around and created a business that operates all over the world. Ryan Stueman, the same thing, he's been to prison. He's had a hard run at life. And then despite the hardship, he turned all of those obstacles into opportunity. Now he's thriving. He created a network of business owners and entrepreneurs that it's more like family, and they help each other grow and hold each other accountable. It's phenomenal what he's created. And then I have Kevin Palmieri, who has worked his way up in the podcast community. And what I love about, and I'm raving about the guy, because up to this point, I had spent a lot of money on people who have names. They have names, right? Like their name is popular, or they have this, you know, or like this, not aura, that's the wrong word. They have a buzz around their name and who they are, but then you connect with them and it's all about money to them. It's not about the person that they are coaching and mentoring. And I had ran into a lot of this when I met Kevin. And so I was very standoffish in the beginning, like, all right, is this guy going to be another, you know, money gouger? And I barely get anything for the bang for my buck. But he wasn't. Phenomenal. All three of these men that I've placed strategically in my life have helped me increase and catapulted me in every area of my life. You have to understand, like, if it wasn't for Ryan Stueman, I wouldn't have been in all these different magazine articles, been interviewed. Like, I'm telling you, when you connect with the right people, you begin to get the right results in your life. But you can't just trust anyone. Investigate. Take your time. There's a saying, and that saying is, fools rush in. Don't be a fool. Don't just rush into something because you have this desire for success. You've envisioned yourself making seven figures, eight figures, and you know without a shadow of a doubt that you're going to get there. And so you rush in to these agreements that hurt your pockets and leave you without any growth in your life or business. I am thankful for all of my miscues up till meeting these three individuals, because I got into a couple different situations that, you know, they had some good information, but they were horrible at mentoring, and they left me with some information that was not good. And I used that information and I got scammed on two or three occasions. I lost a lot of money. And here's the thing. I love all of my experience because one thing led me to another. And finally, it led me to the right people in my life to help me personally, to help me within my business, and to help me become the man that I need to be to help you all. But here's what I think is super important. Find people that you can resonate with. See, I've had a hard go at life. I needed people that could understand me, that could understand what it's like to start from nothing, to have life throw the book at you and leave you with literally nothing. How do you come back from that? I needed people that could help me find the way through very dark times. The whole reason I became a coach and a mentor is because I got tired of seeing the bullshit that was out here. You have people running around saying that they're coaches and they're mentors, but they've never experienced anything. They don't know how to grow a business. They don't know how to help somebody mentally. They don't know how to coach them through, you know, hardship in their marriages, hardship in their lives. They don't know. They don't even care. They just want the money. They want to say that they've had X amount of clients, but they're not good at what they do. And I kept running into these folks. And I was like, man, let me throw some real out here. And I took a page out of the people in my life, because when you work with me, you get someone who knows what it's like to salvage a marriage that's on the brinks of divorce, who knows how to fight through having learning disabilities and poverty, physical injuries, literally left with nothing and having to work their way through all of that to get to a state of thriving in every area of their life. That's what you get when you work with me. Why would you want to work with someone who's never been down the path that you're on? It blows my mind. Just so you can say you worked with somebody who's got a name that has a little bit of buzz around it, you're crazy. You'll spend a whole bunch of money and still be in the exact same damn spot that you were when you met the motherfucker. Stop it. Find someone who knows the way, who has light that they can shine on the path that you're on to give you viable actions that you can take in your life that are going to cause positive change, to get you results, to help you grow, so that you can find peace and happiness and joy and success in every area of your life. So when it comes to finding the right coach and the right mentor and the right person, one, find somebody who is where you want to go, but also has come through some of the same things that you've been through. That relatability, that knowledge that they can give you is going to help you tremendously along your journey, because you're going to have to face some similar things. No one goes through the exact same life, but knowing that there's some similarities, that there's some closeness between what you're going through, and to see someone that has faced some of the same demons, the same giants, the same mountains, and to say, man, they made it to the summit. Man, they got around that. They defeated that. And this is what that looks like. This is what success looks like. I can attain that too. There is a power in that. The second thing I want to touch on is listening to people in your life, like family members, friends. Listen, I understand that you love them, but they don't know what to do. If they've never, let's say you want to start a business, if they've never started a business and then been successful at it. See, there's that key as well, because we might know somebody that started a business, but they don't run it anymore or it's failing. They might not have all the answers. They might be able to tell you what not to do. I like what Bobby Castor says. I like to look at what people do that aren't successful, because now I know exactly what not to do. But that doesn't mean I'm going to make them my mentor. That doesn't mean I'm going to listen to their advice necessarily or pursue their advice. Be careful who you listen to. Put some distance between. They say that you're the average of the three people that you're around the most. So you need to put yourself around success. You need to put yourself around people that have overcome and who thrive in their life, who are positive, who are solution-oriented, who are where you are. And I promise you, you can find them. If you really want it bad enough, you will find them. Stop listening to your friends and family just because you grew up with them or you've known them for a long time. Start pursuing advice and knowledge from those who have blazed a path in the direction that you're trying to go. Stay away from the shiny shit, because it's everywhere. Everyone's got the newest thing, the newest way to cut down on X, Y, and Z. Let me tell you something. Real quick, there is no easy way. The easy button does not fucking exist. can't cut corners on the path to success. Be willing to do the work, whatever that looks like for you in your industry and whatever you're pursuing. It could be a marriage. It doesn't even have to be business. You know, I talk business a lot, but marriage, you're going to cut corners on your marriage. You're always going to have a fucked up marriage. If you're trying to lessen the process, you're wrong. Listen, if you follow me long enough, you're going to know that I'm going to tell you, enjoy the process. Fall in love with it. Stop trying to shorten it up or cut things out of the process. Enjoy that shit. Become one with that process. That's where the value really is. You never stop growing. You never stop increasing. So the process, the journey, it never stops until we take our last breath. Direction trumps destination. Continue the path. Enjoy it. Enjoy every moment of it. Learn from your mistakes, but put the right people in your path. Don't be afraid to cut people out of your life. Don't, whether that be family or friends, or even people that you come in to mentorship with or a program, a coaching program, if what they are providing doesn't give you value, cut them out. Don't continue to pay for something that isn't providing what you need. We as humans need to be goal-oriented, right? We need a goal to go for. And if the people in your life are not showing you how to make worthy goals and pursue those goals, you need to find new people. If they are not living the example, you need to find new people. If they are negative all the time, you need to find new people. Don't be afraid to separate yourself from people that do not provide value to you and yours along your journey. Eventually, you might be that coach or that mentor. What do you want to provide someone? You want to provide them knowledge and value. So make sure that that's what you're getting, so that's what you can give. Because you can't give something you don't have. Be careful who you trust, y'all. Don't go into relationships blind. Don't feel obligated to have to take their advice just because you grew up with them or they're your parents. They might not know the way on the journey that you're on, and that's okay. You could still love them and get a mentor that can actually get you to where you're going. And when you're pursuing a mentor, remember, find the right one. Be patient. Investigate them. Make sure that they've been where you are. Make sure they are where you're trying to go. Make sure that they actually live it on a daily basis right now in the present tense, that they are an example of whatever it is that you're trying to be or get or do. You deserve to get value and to have the best to teach you how to become and to get whatever you're after. So don't settle. Don't you dare settle. Here's the thing. Here's how important mentors and having the right people in your ear are. Nothing really changed in my life until I put Bob Proctor, Ryan Stueman in my life. like until I had those people mentoring me, teaching me, I didn't really make as much of a change in my life. But when I had them, that's when the quantum leap really began in my life. That's when I started seeing just progress beyond what I thought was capable. Like, I made such progress in a year. And that's not shortchanging the process. That's just getting around the right people. When you get around the right people, you learn how to do it the right way. And as you implement those things consistently, you begin to see yourself making what I consider quantum leaps. You go farther, faster than you ever thought you could, but you didn't skip anything. You just did it the right way. If you need someone that has been down hard roads, that has overcome more obstacles than the average bear, that knows what it's like to be in a messed up marriage and to turn that around, I would love to help you, because that's what you get when you work with someone like me. Not only do you get the wisdom I've gleaned from, you know, Bob Proctor and Ryan Stueman, but you also get my experience from overcoming hardship and turning a relationship that was truly on the brinks of destruction into something that I wouldn't trade for the world. It's beautiful. And when people see it, they're like, damn, how did you get that? And I'm like, do you want to go? You got to put some work in. Let me show you how. But if you need a mentor in your life that knows what it's like to go through some things, to overcome, to find success despite starting with very little, then I would love to help you. There's going to be a link in the show notes. It's a free strategy call. I'm not going to try to sell anything. I just want to be able to help you, add value where I can. If we vibe, then we can talk about working together in the future. But set up that free strategy call so I can help you, so I can get you started, get you on your way, so that way you can have the success that you deserve. And until next time, go kill it.